starting to get in. The sniffer dogs are in as well. Okay. But this is going to go well into the night, well into the morning.
And that was the BBC's Nick Marsh there in Bangkok.
Do stay with us here on the BBC World Service, because at 23 GMT, Hard Talk marks the end of the programme with a look back at some of its best guests.
I'm a guy from the real life here in Russia. I understand everything, and I do believe that people's support can prevail the strategy Putin has against me.
After that, Heart and Soul is learning how the grandson of the Auschwitz commandant has found salvation through faith.
She said, yeah, that's your grandfather. Just like that, you know, matter of fact. And it just blew me away. I mean, I felt so ashamed. I felt like, yeah, I don't want to go back to school because people know who I am.
And then, don't miss Unexpected Elements.
We take a look at tricks and hoaxes from the scientific world, mischievous elephants, deceptive skeletons, and we're joined by a real-life magician. It's your one-stop scientific shop for playing pranks.
Now, it's back to Owen Bennett-Jones and NewsHour.
And a reminder of the main news just now. Myanmar's military leader has called for international help to deal with a powerful earthquake that has struck.
Privileges. I mean, the fact is,
also at stake, you can't smile through too many untruths being told about your country.
And that was Ibrahim Rasool and James Menendez, and they bring us to an end of this edition of NewsHour. So thanks for listening, and from Owen Bennett-Jones, goodbye.
This is the BBC World Service investigating the struggle to defend the cables and pipelines beneath the waves.
Seabed sabotage, or the threat of it, works because much of it can be denied.
The ship that dragged an anchor across a pipeline, oh no, it was just an accident. That knowing wink that says you can't prove it, but you know it was us.
The Subsea War, Thursday at 8:30 and 19 GMT.
Hard Talk is in 60 minutes.
Today's is a special Hard Talk to mark the closing of the programme after 3 decades of holding power to account across the world. We've spoken to presidents, prime ministers and opposition leaders. Listen to some of the highlights as Hard Talk digs deep into the archive.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
At 22 hours GMT in Myanmar. Buildings flatten as the region is hit by a huge earthquake. The military leadership
to it, which means not having it causes problems for astronauts.
And I learned that feeling extra G-force feels really weird, and that if you want to feel less G-force, then you could try heading up a mountain close to the equator. Do you want to finish digging this hole?
No, I think I'm good for now. Should we go to our listeners for the credits?
That's it for this edition of Crowd Science. The questions came from me, Neo.
And me, Billie Jean.
And me, Jeremy. The show was presented by Anand Jagatia.
And producer was Marnie Chesterton. Send any questions to crowdscience@bbc.co.uk.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
This is the BBC World Service with an opportunity for writers around the world.
Entry to the International Audio Drama Competition is now open. Winners will receive a cash prize and take part in the recording of their script with a professional cast.
Go to bbcworldservice.com/dramacompetition, where you'll find full terms and our privacy notice. Entries close on the 4th of June 2025 at 11 GMT.
Hard Talk is in 60 minutes.
Today's is a special Hard Talk to mark the closing of the programme after 3 decades of holding power to account across the world. We've spoken to presidents, prime ministers and opposition leaders. Listen to some of the highlights as Hard Talk digs deep into the archive.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
At 22 hours GMT in Myanmar. Buildings flatten as the region is hit by a huge earthquake. The military leadership asked for international help. Meanwhile, in Thailand, Bangkok is declared a disaster zone. Also on the newsroom with me, Rachel Wright, the American vice president lands in Greenland to visit an American base.
Our message to Denmark is very simple. You have not done a good
job. And that's the BBC's Nick Marsh there in Bangkok.
Thank you for joining us. In 10 minutes, you can hear BBC OS Conversations.
Turkey is in the grip of its biggest street protests in more than a decade after the arrest of the mayor of Istanbul. We hear from some of those taking part and from journalists who have seen a clampdown on free speech, something I experienced as well, detained by Turkish police and deported for covering the demonstrations.
Then, Crowd Science is solving another science mystery as they ask, where in the world will I weigh least?
Although your weight will be lower in those places, your mass and therefore your density will not be.
And at 23 GMT, Hard Talk marks the end of the programme with a look back at some of its best guests.
I am a guy from the real life here in Russia. I understand everything, and I do believe that people's support can prevail this strategy Putin has against me.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
And a reminder of the main news just now, Myanmar's military leader has called for international help to deal with a powerful earthquake that has struck the centre of the country and caused widespread damage. Xin Ma Aung from the Myanmar National Unity Government in exile hopes the military will assist all.
For joining us on the programme. Good luck following the twists and turns of the market. China's foreign ministry has said it stands ready to do its best to provide emergency humanitarian assistance to Myanmar. We'll be back with Business Matters.
This is the BBC World Service catching up with the COVID generation.
We first spoke to school leavers and graduates at the height of the coronavirus pandemic.
I'm scared I'm going to be like that generation that have a little asterisk next to their name.
5 years later, we'll be finding out what's happened to them.
The COVID Generation Revisited, Sunday at 2 GMT.
In 30 minutes, heart and soul.
With reports of rising anti-Semitism in many countries, Heart and Soul features Kai Huss, whose grandfather was the architect of the Auschwitz concentration camp, how he's seeking reconciliation with Jewish communities around the world.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Coming up after the news from the BBC World Service, it's Hard Talk with me, Stephen Sacker. For almost three decades, this programme has sought to hold those with power and influence in our world to account. It's journalism that has mattered to us, and we hope it's mattered to you too. But at the end of this month, Hard Talk is coming to an end. So we're taking this opportunity to look back at some of the encounters and moments that have encapsulated our commitment to rigorous, forensically researched interviews with people in power. There's been heat, of course, but plenty of light too.
You'll see, 15 months from now, Joe Biden re-elected as President of the United States with great pride.
I'm a guy from the real life here in Russia. I understand everything, and I do believe that people's support can prevail the strategy Putin has against me.
That's a special Hard Talk coming up after the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Rescue workers in Myanmar have described scenes of utter devastation in Mandalay, the city closest to the epicentre of Friday's earthquake. Many buildings have collapsed and they're digging to reach people.
Emergency humanitarian assistance to Myanmar. We'll be back with Business Matters.
This is the BBC World Service with an opportunity for writers around the world.
Entry to the International Audio Drama Competition is now open. Winners will receive a cash prize and take part in the recording of their script with a professional cast.
Go to bbcworldservice.com/dramacompetition, where you'll find full terms and our privacy notice. Entries close on the 4th of June 2025 at 11 GMT.
In 30 minutes, Heart and Soul.
With reports of rising anti-Semitism in many countries, Heart and Soul features Kai Huss, whose grandfather was the architect of the Auschwitz concentration camp, how he's seeking reconciliation with Jewish communities around the world.
This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Coming up after the news from the BBC World Service, it's Hard Talk with me, Stephen Sacker. For almost three decades, this programme has sought to hold those with power and influence in our world to account. It's journalism that has mattered to us, and we hope it's mattered to you too. But at the end of this month, Hard Talk is coming to an end. So we're taking this opportunity to look back at some of the encounters and moments that have encapsulated our commitment to rigorous, forensically researched interviews with people in power. There's been heat, of course, but plenty of light too.
You'll see, 15 months from now, Joe Biden re-elected as president of the United States with great pride.
I am a guy from the real life here in Russia. I understand everything, and I do believe that people's support can prevail the strategy Putin has against me.
That's a special Hard Talk coming up after the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Rescue workers in Myanmar have described scenes of utter devastation in Mandalay, the city closest to the epicentre of Friday's earthquake. Many buildings have collapsed and they're digging to reach people trapped under the rubble. It's thought that hundreds or even thousands were killed across the country. So Win Than is the head of the BBC's Burmese service.
It's a major devastation. Mandalay is very close to the epicentre. Mandalay is much more flat. There's not many high-rise buildings. Even those kind of short or not very tall buildings are flattened. We saw mosques, we saw religious building, monasteries, collapse. We have a reporter based in Mandalay, then she recently gave birth a baby. The wall of her kitchen just collapsed, barely missed her. They are still sleeping outside because people were so scared to go back into their homes because tremors are having going through all throughout the day.
Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has appealed for international help. Rescuers in Thailand have been working through the night using floodlights and drones to try to locate dozens of people trapped under the rubble of a high-rise building in Bangkok. The skyscraper, which was under construction, collapsed following the impact of the Myanmar earthquake. Nick Marsh is there.
What was supposed to be a new government office is now a mountain of debris under which dozens of workers remain trapped. Rescuers have been here for hours, desperately searching for any signs of life. And their task is huge. First, they had to remove the enormous metal girders that had held the building up. Then they began the painstaking process of combing through the rubble. No matter what they find, tragedy has come to Thailand, more than 1,000 kilometres from the epicentre of the earthquake.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance has accused Denmark of underinvesting in the security of Greenland, leaving its territory vulnerable at a time when China and Russia are showing increasing interest. With more, here's Andrew Harding.
Speaking at a remote US military base in northern Greenland, J.D. Vance said America could offer a better deal to the inhabitants of this vast island. Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to annex Greenland. Mr. Vance suggested that if the island became independent, as it may well do in the years to come, it could then choose to join the United States. The Danish Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, bristled at some of the American criticisms, but said more focus was needed on Arctic security.
The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, says he's told Donald Trump that Ottawa will impose retaliatory tariffs on American goods from early April. The two leaders held their first call since Mr. Carney took office earlier this month. Mr. Trump, who's suggested Canada become the 51st state, called the talks productive. World News from the BBC.